UJFM 95.4.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.
Like I said, we have an interview today because we're celebrating International Day of Education. And for me, as an aspiring educator, someone working towards their BEd degree, I am literally fangirling over our interviewee. She is, oh my word, she's an educationalist with extensive advisory and technical experience, not only in just like management of education, right? But also in the public sector, in policy making and policy implementation, and even in monitoring and the evaluation in the public sector. As I said, she has overqualified with so many degrees. As I mentioned earlier, she is more than qualified to share some light on today's great day of celebration. So ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm welcome to none other than Mrs. Ntobeka. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning, Joy. I'm good and happy to be with you.
Oh, it's such an honor. Oh, it's a very huge honor to be with you as well here today. So today we're celebrating International Day of Education. And I just want to know from your perspective, what does it mean for the foundation that you're a trustee at Umlambo Foundation?
It means a lot for us because we focus on education.
Yeah.
And International Day, focusing on education, really is about reminding people of the importance of education.
Yeah.
We all know that education transforms life.
Yeah.
And for us, that's just, there's nothing more important than education. And just before you move on, I just want to say I am so excited that you're studying to be a teacher.
We
need more people like you.
Yes, I'm very excited. I really can't wait. It's such a big goal for mine. So when I found out that today, oh, this is the individual I'm interviewing, I was absolutely honored. And because you have 41 years of experience in a career that I'm about to only start off in, what were some of your highlights in your entire career?
I don't know if there's one thing that I can pick up.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't pick up just one thing.
That's true.
It really, education is my passion.
Uh-huh.
So working, when I left the education system, the formal system,
yes,
I was working with district directors, the 75 districts that are responsible for education across the country.
Yeah.
And those are the people who are closest for us, the Department of Education, who are closest to the schools and the learners that we want to target. But I guess my highlight must have been my years as a school teacher in the classroom,
yeah,
where you're interacting with learners on a day-to-day basis.
Wow. Wow. That is truly inspiring. I want to find out a little bit more about the Umlambo Foundation. What is your mission? And maybe you can share with us some key objectives relating, of course, to education. What is the foundation's key objectives and mission?
Well, the foundation primarily sees itself as a vehicle. Well, we complement the work of educators on the ground,
yeah,
of school principals, of the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking at how we can support all of those people who are working in education,
mm-hmm,
to transform the lives of individual learners. Because what is important to us is that young people should be given the skills that are important to be able to transform not only their own lives,
yeah,
but lives in the communities where they live, and most of all, to overcome poverty. We know that poverty levels in South Africa are quite high.
Yeah.
So our real agenda is to make sure that there's no child that will not have the skills to take himself or herself, as well as the community they live in, out of poverty.
Yeah, wow, that is so profound. And what are some of the specific actual things that the foundation is going into, the specific educational initiatives that the program is doing to help combat this poverty, of course?
Okay, the first one is a focus. We're strong on focusing the leaders and managers of schools.
Yeah.
For your school principals.
Mm-hmm.
And we support them with the tools to lead and do the things that we're talking about. So the issue of leadership and management in schools for us is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is our agenda to ensure that school leaders don't only think of themselves as leaders of the confined space that's called a school, but to realize that they are leaders in their community.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, as school leaders, we look at them to support them in those things, but also as curriculum leaders. Talking of curriculum leaders, we then look at specifically curriculum support to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at firstly, your leaders within the schools and managers, and then we look at teachers themselves.
Yeah.
And around teachers, we're looking at curriculum support. And some of the things that we zoomed in on specifically, in the support to teachers of STEM subjects, your math, science, accounting, those subjects.
Yeah.
So we support those. We're supporting teachers on issues of literacy, because as you know, literacy is very important.
Yes.
And I'm sure as somebody who's interested in education, you've read, you know, what is written on education.
Yeah.
You know, about all our literacy levels and all of that.
Yes.
We look at digital literacy, because it's important. Digital literacy for teachers.
Mm.
And not even in a complicated way, you know, many of our teachers.
Yeah, just the basics, yeah.
Some of them are not, you know, are much older than you are, of course,
yes.
You know. It's not a space that they're comfortable in.
Mm.
So that's an area where we support them.
Definitely.
And then the new things around robotics and coding, of course.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're going to be getting more into how we can best celebrate this wonderful day and, of course, advocate for access for education to many other people as we continue our interview with the wonderful Mrs. Ndobeka. But for now, I'm going to give you the wonderful sounds of Koi Leray with Players right here on UJFM.
Yeah, because girls is players too.
UJFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.
JFM 95.4, the best campus radio station in the world, of course. And I have to be the happiest girl today because we are celebrating International Day of Education. And I'm speaking to none other than the amazing Mrs. Ndombeka, who is a trustee at the Umlambo Foundation, which is a non-profit organization focusing on the improvement. Energy, it's just too much. English, it just goes away. The foundation is all about improving the quality of public education in South Africa. And you mentioned to us that you guys work with a number of different stakeholders, but can you shed more light onto how the foundation collaborates with these other organizations and even stakeholders to enhance the impact of education, your educational efforts as a foundation?
The first thing for us, which is the most important,
yes,
is to understand in the areas where we have decided we will start to understand what people want and where they are.
Mm.
And so all our programs are informed by that.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure that we understand where you are as a school, as a community, teachers in that community.
Yes.
And that's where we start. But linked to that is to work with other organizations, because Umlambo Foundation is not the only one that has an interest in education.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of our country.
Mm-hmm.
People in our country are concerned about education. They want to see all our schools providing quality education.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a number of players in the space, and what we do is to work with them. We talk to a number of people, but what we try to understand is their own approach and what they're focusing on, because we don't want to duplicate. This country needs a lot of players, but we need to be focused and really intentional about the space in which we play.
Yeah.
So we complement others, and that's what we do. Even with funders, because, you know, in reading up for this interview, I'm sure you picked up that this is a not-for-profit organization.
Yes,
so we don't really have money, mm-hmm. we're supported by others.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore what we do, even with possible funders, we look at people who have an interest in what we, in the areas that we've decided to work on. Mm-hmm. And so that's our approach to collaboration and cooperation.
Definitely. I think something that's so important to highlight is how collaboration is such an important thing going into the 21st century. What is the foundation's vision for the future of education? And how does your vision evolve in the years to come? Are we going to see more collaborations, hopefully, to come?
We're definitely going to see more collaboration,
mm-hmm.
because our vision is that of a South Africa, and I know this place has been used a lot, but of a South Africa where no child is left behind.
Yes.
So we really want to make sure that all our children are at school, and also that they have access to quality education.
Yeah.
And that's our call to everyone, to try and make our schools, regardless of where they are,
mm-hmm.
because we've got many schools that are in rural areas, and somehow there's this notion that it's okay if you are in a far-flung area, however you define far-flung area in this country,
mm-hmm.
that if you are in a rural community, you have less of a right,
I suppose.
It's not so much of less of a right, but you
less
have
important.
Less access really to quality.
Yes,
and so the issue of really ensuring and protecting the right to quality education for all our learners. But, Joy, can I just say this year, I mean, the focus is also on education for peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're calling on everybody, firstly, to ensure that all our kids are at school, because that's where we have them, where we can teach them the values that are important for peace, you know?
Yes.
And that's our call to everybody. And I'm sure you've seen, like me, South Africa is one of those countries in Africa and elsewhere where it's not your first world countries,
yes.
where education is compulsory at mm-hmm. a point. In some countries it is not.
Mm-hmm.
But we still find parents who are standing on street corners with their children. And this is a call to all of us to work together to please try get those children in school. Because
mm-hmm.
it's only there that we can get them and teach them the necessary skills to create peaceful societies.
Definitely.
And this is not about the absence of war. It's
mm-hmm.
things like bullying, it's
mm-hmm.
gender-based violence,
mm-hmm.
conflict resolution skills. You know, I can go on and on.
Yeah.
So our vision really is that for each individual child that gets into the school, the world is opened up because we've given them quality skills and knowledge and, you know, and values that will help them through life.
Yes, I definitely agree with that, especially studying to become a foundation phase teacher. I know the importance of just building that foundation in terms of working with each other and developing those 21st century skills. That's where we learn all of this, collaborating with people, communicating, your creativity, your critical thinking. Yes, I definitely understand that. So in light of it being International Day of Education, what message or call to action would you like to convey to the broader community, supporters, and even potential partners on how they can make today impactful and even add to or help Umlambo Foundation reach their mission, goals, and objectives?
I think the primary message for us to everybody is that please be part of the agenda.
Yeah.
And this is not just the agenda of Umlambo Foundation. The people of South Africa are calling for quality education.
Mm-hmm.
The people of South Africa are tired of violence that's unnecessary. We don't want to be part of the statistics
mm-hmm.
about how violent our country is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through education that we can... Education, now I'm going to move slightly away from education in the classroom. It's education starting in our home, in our communities, talking these values, teaching these skills, ensuring that our kids know that violence is not the way.
Mm-hmm.
We want peace in all areas of our lives.
Definitely.
We want knowledge, we want quality education, we want critical thinkers in this country, and we're calling upon everyone. And of course, at Umlambo, we're saying, please get in touch with us if this is your agenda, to working with schools, giving curriculum support, working at leadership and management of schools, including parents, of course.
Yes.
Looking at issues of well-being of kids, we're very strong on ensuring that kids in our schools also participate in nutrition, because, you know, all these things go together.
Mm-hmm.
But we're calling on everybody, funders and partners,
yeah,
to join us in our call. And, of course, everybody, every parent, you as a young person at UJ, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you see how some of your peers do not have the skills to resolve conflict without being angry, resorting to violence.
Yes.
And so the call is to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Such impactful words. And truly, I feel inspired, especially as an educator in the making myself. If you want to reach out to Umlambo Foundation, you can reach out to them via email at info@umlambo.org to further talk about how you want to help make a difference. But as we heard today from Mrs. T, as I have now become accustomed to calling her, that we can all make a difference for sure, because it's everybody's responsibility to have peace, or to strive for peace, but through education. Thank you so much, ma'am, for being here with us today. It was an absolute honor having you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
UJFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.